Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, today we're going to talk about greatness. What is it? How do we get to it? And what does it even mean? But before we really dive into greatness, I want you to listen to the following, and I want you to ask yourself what it is that you think about it. Let's listen to this.
A wise man once said not to be afraid of greatness. Some are born great, some achieve greatness, and some have greatness thrust on them.
What do you guys think about the idea that some men are born great, some achieve greatness, and others have greatness thrust upon them? You know who it was who said that? In that clip, it says a wise man. The man in question was William Shakespeare, the famous playwright. It was him, and I believe it was in A Midsummer Night's Dream that he wrote that. I believe that is the correct play. I could be wrong about that, but I know he wrote it. And when we get down and dirty to this conversation, we need to really think about what does it mean to be great? Because we look at history books, we could talk about Alexander the Great. We could talk about the Persian, what was the Persian guy's name? Cyrus the Great. We could look at these men who were called great. But what does that mean? What does it mean to be successful? What does it mean to be great? If you think that we're just talking in the abstract, you're mistaken. In fact, it's very common for people to consume the self-help type content where they're like, oh, I want to be better. I want to have six-pack abs, and I want to have a hot girlfriend, and I want to have all these things. And it's all centered around this idea of besting hypergamy. If you don't know what hypergamy is, well, I'll define it for you in case you're new to this side of the internet or you're new to this discussion. Hypergamy is the idea that a woman wants to get the best caliber man to create the best offspring, have the best chance of survival for both them and herself. That is hypergamy. Hypergamy is not evil, it is not bad, it is not something to be shamed because it is part of human nature. It is part of evolution, it is part of natural selection. And so, my friends, as we have this conversation about greatness today, I want you to keep that in mind. And if you want to talk about greatness, what did you guys think of the debate last night? Did any of you actually watch it? I know people who, they didn't even want to watch it. They're like, I don't care. It's such a staged fiasco. It's a joke. I mean, for God's sakes, you look at the news. The whole thing's a sham. They don't like Trump. They don't like Trump. They do like Trump. I mean, the whole thing's basically a whole fixed job. But when we get into the nitty-gritty, we get into our lives, because when we can focus on what makes somebody great when we look at history, when it comes down to you and me, what is it that the average man, you and I, even if we're wealthy men, we don't have the power that certain people have that are known to be great. So when we get into this conversation, I want to revisit that quote from William Shakespeare where he says that not to be afraid of greatness because some men are born great. Now let's stop right there. What do you mean some men are born great? What does that mean? Does that mean that they're born with good genetics? Does that mean they're born into a rich family? Does it mean they're born with great talents and gifts? What does that even mean? That's a very complicated question, isn't it? And throughout this entire show, I really want you guys to let me know what you think, because at the end of the day, this is not just me telling you what to think or how to think. No. This is a conversation, one that I wish you were here to have with me as I'm sitting here in my room. But unfortunately, we can't be in the same room. But we can have the same ideas and we can exchange notes, which leads me back to the quote. It says, so we already talked about some men are born great. Some achieve greatness. Now, let's stop right there. What do you mean achieve greatness? How do you, I'll flip it over to you. How do you define greatness? Is it a certain dollar amount? Is it having a power over a certain number of people? Is it bagging a certain number of women? Is it having a certain number of professional relationships. What is it that makes someone great? How do you know when you have achieved this greatness that he's talking about? And then the final one is some have greatness thrust upon them. Now, what does that mean? Well, one of the examples that I like to think of when we talk about that last one is a woman named Hadassah. You might know her as Esther because that was the name given to her by the, that's kind of like her English name for lack of a better term, but Hadassah was her Hebrew name. And I'm not trying to flex like I'm some holy Orthodox Jewish guy. I'm not. I was raised Christian. I still consider myself a Christian, even though I really respect Judaism and I have a deep appreciation for it. So when we talk about Esther, she was a great example of God put her in a place to do a lot of good and to make really tough choices. Now, while you may not be put in a situation like that, you can be put in a situation where you are given opportunities. You are given a chance to do good both for yourself and for others. And the question becomes, when you have greatness thrust upon you, are you going to go for it or are you going to let it slip by? And there are songs written about this that Eminem used to write before he sold out, in my opinion. But this all stems back to, why is it that we are obsessed with greatness? What does it mean to be obsessed with greatness? What is it to mean to be great? If you think I have all the answers, you're actually wrong. I'm not here to tell you definitively what is great. I'm here to ask the question. Because at the end of the day, what I think will probably not be what you think. Even though I think I'm right, who doesn't think they're right? We ask about greatness. I think greatness is achieved when you have a goal and you're actively working towards that worthy goal you have set. The achievement is obviously great, but it is pushing through the hard times, the uncomfortable times, the uncertainty that makes you great. It is being able to encounter adversity and not give up, not give in, not throw the towel in, but instead push even harder than last time to find a way to make it happen. That, my friends, in my opinion, is what makes somebody great. Now, obviously, when they reach the end and they've achieved that goal, they finally can prove that they are great to the world. But they become great to themselves when they are able to push past the difficult, hard, and horrible times in their life to get to that point when then people see them winning. Then people will start to care about, how'd you get here? How did you do it? How can I do it? But they don't care about you when you're in the gym. They don't care about you when you're grinding 12 hours a day at your new job or your side hustle. They're not paying attention then. They'll think you were just born great, when in fact it has nothing to do with how you were born and everything to do with what you put into the bank time after time after time after time you put in, and eventually you started to hit that compound interest. And before you knew it, you had achieved what you'd set out to do. Most people are afraid of greatness because they don't know how to achieve it. They want a shortcut. They want the easy fix. There is no such thing as an easy fix. It is only through hard work, determination, and good old elbow grease that you're going to get there. That's what I think. Anybody want to come in here and tell me otherwise? I'd love to hear it. I don't know how in what universe you could sit there and tell me that. But hey, if you want to make that argument, you're welcome to do it. But I really wanted to return to this idea of, what does it mean to be born great? Do you think you were born great, or do you think you were born average, but then became great through your own hard work? Or maybe somebody thrust greatness upon you, whether it be God, men, somewhere in between, if such a thing even exists. I think most people who are great, they achieve greatness. Now, are they born with an advantage? Maybe. But there are very few men, in my opinion, who are born great. And I think there are even fewer men who have greatness thrust upon them, and then in an effort to be worthy of their station, they rise to the challenge. Most people are not given opportunities like that. Most men are not given opportunities in general. They're just given reasons why they're no good and they're garbage, especially today. It's both a blessing and a curse to be a man, and I'm not here to sit here and whine and complain about being a man. In fact, I think I leave that to the weaker men. I never understood the channels on YouTube and on Rumble and all these places that they want to like make fun of chicks or try to tell women, oh, hey, women, here's what you should do. Here's what you should be attracted to, blah, blah, blah. I find the whole thing stupid. You want to know why? Because they, like men who are more weaker by nature, are attracted to greatness. They want the best they can find. Now, are they delusional? Yes, we all know that. Does that change the fact that they want greatness? Of course it doesn't. It changes nothing. So why the hell do people waste their time trying to logically make sense of something that is biological, emotional, and subliminal? That's my question. But I guess it all comes back to being born great, achieving greatness, or having greatness thrust upon you. Does anybody think there's a fourth option or a fifth option outside of the three that we outlined that we quoted from William Shakespeare? Does anybody have any other ones they want to add that they think should be on that list? Because that's another interesting question. A lot of us are exploited into thinking that we can't achieve greatness without blank, without something else. Instead of just putting in the work, taking the risks, losing over and over again until we eventually win, we're convinced we should find a shortcut, that there's a better way, a faster way, an easier way. And that is how, in my opinion, a lot of people are misled and exploited. They're sold the easy fix when such a thing does not exist and has never, ever existed. There is no such thing as an easy fix. There is only hard work, brains, and people who stick with it. That's what I think. Anybody want to come in here and tell me otherwise? Maybe there's an argument for it. I don't think there is, but maybe there is, and I'm not seeing it. I'm not here to argue advantages. I think I'd rather argue about what makes a man born great. Is he just born a Chad where he has all these muscles and a nice jawline and all this stuff? Is that what makes a man great? Is it his intellect? What is it that makes a man great? What, in your mind, makes a man born with greatness? I want to know. Maybe you agree with another guy, or maybe nobody seems to see what you're talking about. Because we as men, we all strive for greatness. You think the guy who paints beautiful paintings, you think the guy who learns how to rap, the guy who goes and creates a business, or the guy who becomes a scientist, or an author, whatever, you think that guy who's doing that isn't trying to work out an animus within him to be great, to have access to women, resources, opportunities, a desire to be understood? Does anybody else think that that's not true? I think it's an absolute fact of reality that people want to be understood. They want to feel like they are valuable, like their life has meaning, and that their existence is not a waste or an accident or anything like that. And that's all part of the game of greatness. Everybody wants to be great because they want to feel like their existence has meaning. And oftentimes we're exploited into thinking that we can't be great, or that we can only be great if we do this, or if we kiss the ring, or whatever. There's no one way to be great. There is no one way to fail either. The only way to truly fail in my book is to give up. To say that you can't do it and to just give up. Not say that the way you're doing it's not working and you're going to adjust, but to say, I'm just quitting. Greatness is on the forefront of every young man's mind, and is what drives men who are older to make their children great, make themselves even better, or maybe to show someone else or to spite someone else, they pursue greatness. We all secretly want to be great, but only a handful of us are willing to pay that price, willing to risk it all, and maybe even lose a couple times to get to that point. That's what I think. What do you think? Let me know what you think. What is it? What do you think of yourself? Were you born great? Have you achieved greatness, or was greatness thrust upon you in some way, whether it be cosmic or ordinary? I'd love to hear it. My friends, take care of yourselves. Ponder on this question, please, because greatness is something that all of us want. Might look different, but we all want it. So the question then becomes, how do we achieve it, and how do we avoid the pitfalls and the rabbit holes that can lead us to taking longer to get where we want to go? Take care, my friends. I look forward to seeing your comments below. Until next time, take care. I'm out. Peace.